know, there is something to be said about, you know, having this intuition.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say designer sense.
Ooh.
My designer sense is tingling.
My dude, that's brilliant. My designer sense is tingling. But it's true. If your designer sense is tingling, Sean, that's fucking brilliant. Oh, man. I love you. You're listening to The Angry Designer. So, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
How are you tonight? I am not doing too bad.
Nice COVID lockdown that we're having, right?
Beautiful. You know, this is the first time, other than going to get groceries, that I've been out of the house. Oh, and it feels good. Man. It feels like a homecoming.
Right?
Back here.
I know. It does kind of suck. We've only got like minimal staff. Everybody else is working at home. And it's hard. Creatives,
yeah.
Right?
It's tough. Yeah. I feel very siloed.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Which is kind totally. Of like.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sure everybody's like this right now. It does suck, especially for creatives.
Yeah, so it's such a pain in the ass.
Such a pain.
Anyway.
And then you come here tonight. Yeah. And he comes and Sean proposes this awesome topic for us to talk about. And I say, no. just no. No, but really, nope. I mean, it sucks. I mean, I didn't want to say no. I really didn't, right? And the premise was good for the conversation.
Yeah.
But I think it just was to a point that I think that we should think about it a bit more.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I think it was for the right reasons I said no, right?
Yes, but absolutely.
That was hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to say no.
Yeah.
And that's a problem in our field.
You just don't want to refuse me.
Right? don't want to refuse you. But you're not angry. You don't hate me.
No,
right?
No. You get it. You know what? It's funny because we talked about that. And it was like, backed it down. You gave me your reasons. Everything was cool. And it's like, yes, that makes sense.
Right. And so it was easy.
Yes.
It was no. It was hard to say no.
Yes.
Not going to lie. It was initially hard. And I tried and I thought and I was like, can I try again? But ultimately, in the end, I knew the final product wouldn't have been something that you would have been happy with. I wouldn't have been happy with. And our listeners wouldn't have been happy with.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So
half baking something, saying yes and then just half baking it.
Worst thing you can do.
It's just going to make it worse.
Right? Because it's always easier to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is saying yes often fucks everybody over, right? Because no is hard to say.
Yes.
Straight out. No is hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we say yes obviously for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, as freelance designers, we want to grow our business and we got these visions of glory, awesome businesses and clients and this and that, right? Or, you know, if we're working on our skills, we want to grow a reputation.
Yes.
We want, you know, people to be like, wow, that guy's good. That girl's good. Mm-hmm. You know, they know their shit. So we're doing it for the right reasons, you know, growing our skills. We want to keep our customers happy. Just like tonight, I'm like, oh man, I want to keep Sean happy. I don't want to like slam his idea.
The thing with that is when you said no, I realized that that's okay. You're saying no now, but you're not saying no forever. So
because it just wasn't ready.
Because the time wasn't right.
Right? And that's the thing. It's you have to, if you provide reasons for saying no, it's not bad. If anything, it works out better because we've saved something better for the future.
That's right.
Right? Like, let's face it, like our industry, I mean, it's a tough space.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And, you know, like everything is a priority, right? We're working in a yesterday economy. Everything is subjective, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's hard to say no to these things. What about the certain type of clients, right? Like there's always going to be clients that are going to want to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
God knows we should be saying no to those people, right? But you don't want to, you're hungry.
Yeah.
There's always going to be clients that just look at you like a vendor, like you're just, you know what? You're replaceable.
Yep.
You're cheap.
Yep.
That's why I'm going to use you. And, you know, you'll get experience out of this. And you think that way. You fall prey to thinking that way. So you keep saying yes, you know, or you're going to get clients that don't value your expertise.
Mm.
And that one hurts.
Mm, that's a tough one.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the reality of it, right? And we take that shit. Or, you know, again, there's going to be customers that want, you know, to pay the least amount and make you work like a dog, like a slave to get that, right?
Yep. And then at payday, it's like, oh, is that it? Like that fucking Scrooge guy, right?
Right. Right. And then they try to negotiate on top of that.
Oh, yeah, it was like, I don't know.
Right. Like they make you work twice as hard for half the rate that you usually do and then take five times as long to pay you. Yes. And it's because you had to pretty much beg for that shit. Right?
Yeah.
This is a reality.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, we say yes, yes, yes to this because we're scared of what the alternative. We're scared to say no. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And and the problem is we need that time to re-energize. We do need that time to grow, grow our experience, grow our clientele, you know. But we're scared to say no. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I would assume, too, that especially as a freelance designer, I was kind of that, or back in the old days, you didn't want to say no because that was your livelihood.
Right.
But there was a lot of drawbacks to that. You took on a lot of kind of questionable clients, right?
Well, absolutely. And that's the thing. Like, there is a trade-off there, right? Like, think about it. A lot of times you'd say yes and you'd make excuses, even if it wasn't ideal. You'd be like, well, I wasn't doing anything this weekend anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Or, exactly. Oh, you know what? I'd much rather be working at half my normal rate than not working at all.
That's right. Right? Yes.
Classic.
Yeah.
Right? Which is bullshit.
Yes.
Right? Because the reality is, every time that you're saying yes to something that isn't ideal, you're saying no to more important things. Like you're saying no to working on your business. We all have to work on our business.
Yeah.
But you're saying yes to this half-ass shit. Mm. You're not working on your business.
That's right.
Yeah. And if you're saying you're not working on your skills, right? If you got the opportunity, man, if I had an opportunity to just spend an afternoon and just get to play in Photoshop or just get to play in Illustrator, like, you know, free of inhibition, just do it. I forgot what that's like, right?
All right.
But again, and you know, you don't work on yourself. Yes. So if you say yes to this subpar, half-assed stuff just to, you know, make excuses for, you're not like working on yourself. And burnout is huge.
In burnout, yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, it's absolutely huge. So so that's the thing. You're not working on yourself, giving yourself that time to re-energize, to rest, to refocus your mind. And when you're saying yes to everything else, you're also saying no to finding the right clients, to build the right kind of business, to build the right kind of relationships that you want. Like, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. But it's so easy to say yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Honestly, I think as creatives, we really, like, that's a hard thing for us to understand.
Yeah.
Probably scary as hell.
Yes, it is. I mean, because, you know, I always look at it like every job has some sort of, you learn something from it, right? Which
absolutely.
Which is kind of cool. So sometimes you can take something and think, okay, well, this may not be ideal for what I'm looking for, but I may learn something out of this.
Right.
Right. There's also something to be said, like you were saying, to re-energize yourself. An afternoon in Photoshop to fuck around.
Wouldn't that be great?
There's a learning process too there, right?
So, you know, but I wonder how many times we actually learn from those really bad experiences or just make excuses for them.
There you go.
Right. That's the sad part. Because I mean, when I think of my first 5 years in business, I used to say yes to every freaking client, every request. And okay, some shit was okay to say yes to. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say yes to projects, even if I didn't know how to do them. That's different. Because by the time I finished that project, I knew how to do that.
There you go.
Right. Exactly. That's different. So I took yes. Yeah. I said yes for a different kind of reason.
Right.
But when I would say yes to unrealistic timeframes, when I'd say yes to budgets less than, you know, I knew that I was worth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, said yes to working on weekends.
Yes.
Like, that was saying yes for all the wrong reasons.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. Because none of those reasons were growing my abilities and my future.
Right.
Right. Yep. They were just like filling in life at the time.
Yes.
Right. All I was doing was surviving. I wasn't thriving.
Yes.
And that's the key. You're in this industry to thrive.
Yes.
We don't just want to like do the same old crap day after day and just, you know, after 20, 30 years, be done with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody has a glorious ride through this, right?
I don't know. I'd be shocked if anybody does. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but
holy cow.
But yeah, you definitely have to. Some people, it's like you said with the vendors or the people treating you like a vendor. Mm-hmm. Like if you ask somebody to work on the weekend, you're treating them like a vendor, are you not?
Oh, jeez, dude. Like, you know what's funny? Or what's even worse, sometimes they don't even ask you to work on the weekend, right?
Oh.
No, they'll be like, so I know it's Friday at 3:00, but I really need this for Monday.
For my presentation at 10.
And then there's silence. And they wait. And they wait. And they wait. And then
you're just like,
okay, I guess I can do it.
And maybe,
and they don't feel like dicks because they didn't ask you. You offered.
You offered it up. But you're right. It's in our nature to to say yes. Yes,
exactly.
Shit, how do you break that?
Right? Well, and I mean, again, it all starts with just realizing just like I did today, mm-hmm. to you, unfortunately, that it is okay to say no for the right reasons. And especially if those reasons are to further you, right? Mm. Further your advancement in your skills, in your relationships, you know, in your projects. So it's okay to say no for the right reasons.
Yes.
So obviously, first and foremost, you don't want to say no to just be a dick, mm-hmm. right? And although you might think, oh, who would do that? I remember I had an employee and she was pretty good and she's great and she ran the place. But if a client would call for a request, a favor, a need, right? And it was like a rush request. Even if we could do it, she was like, well, no, we're not doing that. I don't want to set that precedent.
Oh.
And it's just like, dude, like a precedent that a client can rely on you if you can deliver.
Yes.
Right? Like they weren't asking to work nights and weekends. They were just like, just hey, I'm sorry to ask, but I need this. Can you do this by the end of the day? You know? And no. And it's just like,
yeah.
And, wow. And if
not
we
even,
are.
Not even flinching. Like not even, not no even excuses. Flinching. Yeah,
out of principle, she was saying.
Just
no.
Out of principle.
Yeah. Wow. And the problem there is, of course, then the client was like, okay, I'll have to find somebody else to do it.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden it's like, you know, somebody else is giving them flowers. Somebody else is romancing them. And next thing you know, there goes that business, right? And then she'd be like, okay, fine. If we are going to take it, we're going to charge a rush fee. And then I'm just like, well, dude, come on. Then again, so gouge them. I don't genuinely think they're doing it to be a dick.
Yes.
I think they're in a jam. And yes. If we can do it, mm-hmm. we'll do it. Not even with a rush charge.
Yeah.
If you can do it, because that furthers that relationship.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
As long as if you can't do it, mm-hmm. they understand you can't do it. But yeah. you know, there's a trade-off, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
if this is a regular thing from a certain customer, yeah. you know quickly. But
yeah.
at the same time, if a customer calls and that relationship is more than a vendor
yes.
relationship,
yeah.
you make sure you deliver.
Yeah.
But again, it's also okay, you know, you can say no, like criticism or creative changes, right? Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to say no to a customer if they're like, you know what, I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of blue. My target market is not blue.
It's not what I was thinking.
It's not what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the reality of our industry.
Yes.
Right? If it's creative or constructive criticism, this is where that whole kill it and bill it idea has to come in. It's your job to make the customer happy. You give them your advice, your expertise. You can politely do it. Don't outright say no to a customer's request because of your ego. Okay? So these are the reasons when it's not okay to say no. Right? Like, be honest. Like, you know, it's a relationship thing that we're trying to build, right?
Yeah.
However, like I said, it's okay to say no if it's going to make you thrive.
Yeah.
If it's going to make you better, make your skills better, make you better, make your company better, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, it's okay to say no if not every opportunity is the right opportunity.
Mm.
So while, you know, I said yes to projects that I didn't know how to do because I knew that was within my skill set somehow, some way in the future, it made sense in our industry.
Yeah.
But if, you know, I'm a graphic designer and somebody's asking me to frame a shed for them in the backyard, not the right opportunity.
Or build a bridge.
Right? Or build a bridge. Yeah. Something that's, you know, it's just like, I don't think that I'm going to be doing that and offer that as a side business, right? So, you know,
that's
it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
Right? If it's not the right opportunity, not every opportunity is the right opportunity. So it's okay to say no to that at the same time. Okay. Understand that not every client is the right type of client.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
It's okay to say no to, because some of them, let's face it, this is a relationships business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if personalities clash, wrong customer, right?
Yeah.
Just as much as customers are interviewing us, you need to interview that customer because again, no matter how hard you try, if the two of you butting heads always, if the personality, they're abrasive or they have a different style or whatever, man, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
So it's better to say no in a situation like that, right? Could even be their work style.
Mm-hmm.
Some customers might just kind of like, you know, be last minute with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're really freaking unorganized. Maybe they do like to work nights and weekends because, you know, I don't know, got some sort of problem during the day. They like to, you know, binge watch soap operas or something, right? So it could even be their working style might not be right. So in that case, figure it out early and say no.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's also this whole, we're as designers, okay, we are in tune with our internal feelings. You know, our empathy, the better the designer, you know, the stronger their empathetic connection is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They have this ability to kind of feel out stuff, right? Even if they can't quite put their finger on it yet, there's something doesn't feel right. So if something just feels wrong, wrong with the project, wrong with what they're telling you, wrong with their ask, it's okay to say no. There is something to be said about, you know, having this intuition.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say designer sense.
Ooh.
My designer sense is tingling.
Dude, that's brilliant. My designer sense is tingling. But it's true. If your designer sense is tingling, Sean, that's fucking brilliant. Oh, man, I love you. If your designer sense is tingling, right, it's okay to say no. Because, again, we're in tune with our feelings. We're in tune, you know, with our emotions. We know shit that we can't explain always. And more times than not, it's right.
Yeah. Clients that, you know, it's kind of like a relationship you had in college, you know? Starts out really good and then just kind of devolves.
Oh.
It slides in down that slope.
Well, you know.
And what do you do in that situation?
I know, because, you know? Well, you know, number one, I mean, you need to check these things as they happen, right? It's okay. It's okay to be forgiving a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. As a relationship happens.
Yes. Yes.
But if you start seeing a pattern of them taking advantage, of them, you know, always having scope creep, right? Mm-hmm. You need to account for that.
Yeah.
You need to, you know, like change your the way you scope projects out. You just need to recognize.
Yeah. That's an experience thing.
And yes and no, right? It comes back to, just because they're your client and it's a long-standing client, it's still okay to say no.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. And ultimately, it's harder.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they, because of that relationship, they should respect your no even that much more.
Yes.
Because it is pretty easy for a customer to still, over a long period of time, take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. And you know why?
Yeah.
It's because you say yes to it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Just like any long-term relationship, any relationship at all, whether it's a family relationship, whether it's friends, whether it's a love relationship, you know, if you let them get away with a little bit every time, you can't say no, then it will come back to it's smack you in the ass. It's coming
back to you. You're right.
So true. Oh, geez. So, you know, contrary to that, there are red flags, you know, that you should be able to see. And there are red flags that you should recognize when to say no. So whether it's a long-standing client or whether it's an existing one, you know, you should say no when it's like, you know, they delay signing your contract.
Oh.
They delay signing your statement of work, your quote, right? They just keep or they delay signing your NDA, right?
Right.
It's a mutual respect thing. Mm-hmm. So if somebody keeps delaying and delaying and delaying, it's a red flag to keep your eyes open for, right?
Yeah.
Huge one.
Yeah.
Or,
that's a big one.
You know, I hate to say it, people pay late.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody has shitty times, right? Everybody does. And I remember when I started, it was, you know, it was tough, you know, to make ends meet at times. And you know, you'd receive money from one client to pay for, you know, the materials on another job, right? That's normal. That's part of the industry.
Yeah.
But when it happens on a regular basis, over and over and over, this is a red flag.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, it's potentially time for you to say no.
Yeah.
Right. To some of these requests. Here's a big one. When people never provide you enough information, right? Again, red flags.
Yeah.
It's like they give you partial stuff and they're like, here, we'll just start anyway. Just start. You know that it's basically going down a rabbit hole that, that you're screwed. There's no way you to finish this job properly because they're just going to, like, you know, feed you little bits of information at a time and you're never going to be able to finish that project or finish a quality project.
Yeah.
That's the concern.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So huge red flag.
Yeah.
Huge red flag.
Yeah, that's massive.
Another big red flag, dude. And I mean, again, we get this all the time still. And I mean, we say no to jobs all the time if they're not willing to follow our process, right? So over time, you develop processes, right?
Yeah.
And the nice thing about a process is it allows you to be able to repeat an outcome over and over.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying necessarily, you know, in order to draw a logo, we first draw a circle and then a second circle. No, but right? We do have a logo process. We do have a flow. Yep. We always start our logos in black and white, you know, often just the mark itself before we even add fonts. We never show colors until the final stages, right?
Absolutely.
And we talk them through this process. Why?
Yeah.
If they want to interject that process and they want to change it or jumpstart or just jump to the end.
Go right to the end.
Yeah. Right. They're not respecting our, and more times than not, actually, every single time in the past 12 years, when we've deviated from our process, the project has gone to shit.
Oh.
It's true. It happens. It absolutely, but without a doubt, to the point where it's like, put the foot down. It's a hard no, right? Because again, the processes are here to protect us,
yep.
but they're also here to protect the client.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
This is the way you're leading them down the garden path. This
right.
is, this is your journey to your new model, right?
You know what that's like.
Totally. Oh. I know. So yeah, if you show them a big wide open field, they'll go everywhere. Right.
Oh my God.
It doesn't
so
matter.
True.
You have to kind of guide them down through that process. And it is a good process too, I might add.
Oh, thank you.
I do enjoy that.
We have processes for virtually everything, right? From web process, logo process.
So important.
They are, and they absolutely, and because again, a process doesn't mean that you lost creativity. Mm. It actually helps you become more creative.
That's
because
right.
it's just all that mindless stuff that you have to do over and over. It's just already, you don't have to think about it.
It's already there. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Huge important. And I did mention this one, but probably in my opinion, the biggest red flag that we should be saying no to is when they don't see you as an export, or at least as an expertise that they don't have. Mm. You'll always get those clients that are like, oh, you know what? I could have done this myself. I just don't have the time. I'm a really busy CEO of this awesome startup and I can do these things myself, but I don't have time. Yeah. As soon as that happens, then why the hell are they coming to you?
Mm.
Right? Like that drives me nuts. Oh man, does that one drive me nuts. And you hear, I mean, it's so demeaning.
Yes, it is. It really is. Exactly. It says what you do is not important.
Absolutely.
To me.
Exactly.
Right.
Because I could do it. Yeah, and I could do it better.
Do this,
I'm just too busy.
I'm just busy.
Yeah. That's like, check your ego, buddy. Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah, that's a red flag for sure.
So, all right. Those are red flags. What about flat out saying no from the start?
Right? Well, this is good.
Right?
Nice. Yeah.
Like, absolutely. And I'm sure you got, you know, so number one, 100%, absolutely. You say no if somebody says, can you show me some ideas so I can see what you can do? Say no to spec work. No spec work at all. You don't have to show somebody your idea. We're in the idea business.
Yes.
Fuck's sake.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No. No to spec work. We stopped doing that a long time ago. No comps, no spec work. And if customers want to see, especially if they're like, well, we're collecting some ideas from a couple of your competitors and we want to see. Yeah, go.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Those clients aren't worth it.
Never.
That's terrible. Because what they'll do is they'll take your idea and give it to the cheapest.
Oh my God. 100%.
Right?
100%. They will.
That is shady.
And no matter what kind of NDA or non-compete you put on, good luck trying to collect on that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So 100%, no comps. Say no to comps. I love this one. We only have a small budget for you, but I promise bigger things in the future.
Pull the other one. Yeah.
God. Right. You know how hard it would be to, you know how hard it is to raise rates? You can't.
Yeah.
If you discount your rate from the beginning, you're screwed.
Yeah. You're done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And nobody is going to say, hey, you know what? I have a little budget now, but if you can deliver, I'll get you more later. I have yet to see that happen. No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not right. That is not right at all.
Or even better, like their promises of grandeur from exposure.
This is going to be, this is going to get you
this
so much
be
exposure.
Huge. This is going to be huge for you.
I can't feed my family with exposure, people.
Like they're doing you a favor.
Yeah, right?
Oh, like, shit. You know what?
Thank you.
I've got this big idea and it's going to be fucking huge. I don't got a penny because I haven't been able to successfully execute any of my huge ideas. But dude, let me promise you, it's going to be big for you. You know, and I remember being kicked in the teeth. Actually, in my first 5 years of business, I remember doing this. There was this girl, not going to say her name, but she was in the end a social ladder climber, whatever, one of those kinds of people. I don't know. They're just like stepping over everybody to get higher and higher and higher.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did a small job for her. She was very happy, right? And again, I did it at a cheaper price.
Yeah.
And then I had a customer that surprisingly enough, by coincidence, she got a job working for him, right? Mm. And she became his marketing person. And I had already had a working relationship with her. And now she's working for this big shot. So again, going for money, right?
Yeah.
I was only charging her at like, you know, 200, this is back then, like nothing. It was like $250 an ad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, I was young, stupid. but the client, I was charging them $500 an ad because it was my first big up. I was like, hey, it's bigger client this. So then she came and she's like, okay, well, you know, like now I have a budget and now I'm working with them. So, you know, how much are you charging us for ads? And I was like, wow, well, you know, just so you know, we're working charging them $500 an ad, right? Yeah, but yeah. You know, if you're going to other agencies or whatever, right? Like, yeah. Let me know, because we have a great working relationship and this yeah. and that. And she's like, okay, okay. Well, she obviously didn't like it because she went to one of the fucking competitors at that time. Oh. And I don't even think that she got a cheaper price from them. I just, think she just wanted to work with them.
Oh, so it was just out of spite?
I don't know what it was. What a horrible.
Actually, yeah. You raise your price.
I raised my price. To raise she your knew price. Exactly. She was like, you have the nerve to charge them more than you're charging me. God. And now I'm going to go take it somewhere else.
That is horrible.
Horrible. Oh, she was an evil. She was an evil person.
As a side note here, yeah. Do you believe in karma?
Oh, dude, do I believe in business karma?
Do people like that get their eventual comeuppance?
Yes, yes. Do they? And she did get screwed over on some sad stuff that made me feel bad for her on a personal level. Okay, well, she ended up bad. No, in the end, though, I don't feel bad at all.
Oh, you don't? Oh, good.
I know, this is horrible, right? Because she had some really nasty personal stuff happen to her. And you know what? Yep. Yeah, sorry. I'm like, wow, whoops. Karma fucking sucks. I know. It's cold. Oh. It's cold, but it's true. I do believe in karma. Yes. So what you put out there is what you get back.
And yeah, that's exactly it. That's totally it.
It's true. It's 100% true.
The people you see, what is that other saying there? The people you see going on the way up, you'll see them on the way down.
Absolutely, too, right? It's like, see ya.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't goodbye. Even want to help. Nope. Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah. Well, learning relationships.
Yeah, big time.
Another time to say no, right from the start. And this kind of, I think we talked about as a red flag before, but I don't have final copy yet. But can you start on the designs, please? Because it's that easy. Let me just build you a website, even though I have no idea what the hell you want to, how much copy, what you want to do. Yeah, I don't even understand that one.
Why? Why is that a thing? I don't understand that either.
And last but not least, you always, always say no when somebody says, I have an idea in my head, but I want to see what you can come up with first, so I'm not going to tell you. Dude, that just sets you up for failure.
Oh my God.
You know, it does. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you can create like the Mona Lisa. You can create the most amazing logo, most blockbusting website. Until you address that crazy ass thought in their head of dancing monkeys in a tutu on a unicycle, there's nothing that you're going to create that's going to appease them. They have to see that shit is wrong.
Yes.
Right? And no matter... Chances are it's a really bad idea that they have in their head.
Terrible.
It's but
terrible.
Until you address that idea, they will not even be willing to see anything that That's you create.
Right. They're like dogs with bones.
So say no from the start, unless they're willing, and you can just be polite and just say, you know what? It's better to address what you're thinking first. And if that doesn't work, then I'll show you my ideas.
Yes.
But just otherwise, say no from the start to that.
Yeah, because your expertise is going to give it something that they may not have thought of.
Absolutely, in the first place, right? It is. Right.
This is the beauty of this job.
That's like, right.
Holy shit, you exceeded my expectations. Yes. Yeah. Which every designer likes to hear.
Absolutely.
Ooh, stay away from that.
What the big question is, how do you say no? How do you get to that part? How do you start saying no? I think that's something that we have to address. Because again, it's easy for me to say no now. Actually, it's still not. Who am I saying?
It's right? not. I don't it's think not. It ever gets
Because even it was hard for me to say no to you tonight. And it was. It genuinely was. It genuinely was. And I tried hard.
Yeah, no. I know. But, you know, and it's funny, too, with most of our clients, too. If they ask for stuff, I feel awful not being able to do it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and it's that's, true. And that's it's true.
Again, it's back to your empathy thing, right? Like, you're like... I love this.
Yes.
And yes, I'm willing to help you. I will bend over backwards to make this happen for you.
Well, and I think that's first off, right? You've got to be genuine with your response.
Yes.
Just like before, you can't say no to be a dick.
Yes.
You have to be genuine.
Yeah.
First and foremost, right? Yeah. And you've got to change your mindset, right?
Yes.
And you've got to make sure that it's okay to say no, right? Yeah. You're not actually losing money if it's furthering your career. Mm-hmm. You're not actually saying no to a project if it's going to fail, right? So you have to change your mindset, okay? And that's that. You just got to learn all the different variables that are going to lead to no. And if not, it'll just lead to a catastrophe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So really important, right? So well, like you said, you feel bad to say no to a customer.
You do, yeah.
But you have to say no quickly.
Yeah.
That's key. Mm-hmm. You can't take a week to say no.
Yes.
If somebody calls you on a Monday and says, hey, I got this project. I'm curious if you're interested, blah, 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 blah. And it takes you a week to be like, eh, you know what? It's not really my thing.
Yeah.
Well, now you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Right. And now it makes that no bigger.
Yes.
Right. Because now you become, if you were to like get back to him next day and be like, you know what? Not quite there. Yes. You know, I'm probably not the right person. You know, again, you could have done that the next day and looked like a hero and they would have been like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
But you just wasted a week of their life.
Yeah.
And they still got to get that project done.
They still have to do it. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So, exactly. So you can say no and say it quickly.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Sorry.
No,
before you
no.
go ahead, just as a side note, I hired a contractor.
Yeah.
Or reached out to a contractor.
Yep, yep, yep.
And he made me wait a fucking week before he responded.
Right.
So brutal. I reached out to another guy.
Yep.
He responded the very next day.
Right.
Guess which guy I went with?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
It's because of this experience.
Yes, like exactly.
That is so important. If you can do it, reach out to me right away.
Yes.
If you can't, reach out to me right
away. But here's the thing, right? Who are you going to recommend in the future?
That's exactly it. The guy who responded quickly.
Absolutely.
Agencies exactly the same way.
Agencies, graphic designer, freelancers, people, we're all the same
everybody,
way. Absolutely,
yes.
Right?
Be quick with your response. That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And be professional about why you're saying no. So you don't make it personal. And make sure you don't tell them, you know what, I think you're going to be a really difficult person to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to, you know, I'm going to turn this job down because now you've just like, you belittled them.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
always better to take the higher road.
Yes.
Always. Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
So always be professional. And again, you know, like again, never, ever, ever make it personal. Mm-hmm. Ever. And always be nice about it. Mm-hmm. All right. Like if you're going to say no, be nice.
Yeah.
And again, I'm a big fan of being humble.
Yeah.
Right. Some designers are not. They feel you have to be arrogant, this, that. I hate those people. But the thing is, I'm a big fan about being humble. You know, don't play the blame game.
Yep.
Don't blame this person or that. There's no reason to put blame on anything else other than, no, I'm sorry. You know, I can't take on this project, you know. And again, if you're humble about it, then they won't hurt you. They won't sit there and think you're incompetent because you're being professional.
Yeah.
You're not being arrogant. You're not putting the blame on anybody else, right?
Yeah.
If you have to give an excuse, you can, you know, go on about, you know, with your other commitments, you're not sure if you can deliver on time and it could jeopardize their project. Or, you don't know if you can give them the attention they need on a project like this, right?
Yeah.
And if anything, you beef them up.
Yep.
You pump them up. You make them feel like you're flattered. Thank you so much. Yeah. But I just can't do this right now. And it's for your benefit that I can't do this, right?
You're looking out for their best interest.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. Right. And again, and then all of a sudden, nobody can hate you for that. Right.
Totally.
And if you can, when you say no, offer an alternative.
Oh.
Then it makes you look like a hero.
Yeah.
Because not only are you humble, and professional, right? But then you're offering an alternative. I can find you. I've said no to projects. Mm-hmm. And I've said straight up and simple, you know what? That's a local project. That's something that's for a local area. We're global.
Yeah.
We bigger projects.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry. We wouldn't be the right company for you because our expertise isn't in local marketing.
Right.
However, I have a friend and she does very well with her agency and she focuses on local.
That's
Do awesome. You want me to make an introduction?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're like, wow, that guy's great. Yeah. And they refer me on to a project that was worth 10 times as much because I was respectful. I didn't, you know, tell them that their business was too small for my, you know, our company, for our rates. And I referred them to somebody that did deliver the job, right?
That's
so
awesome.
If you get this always, I mean, I'm a big fan of always going out on a high note, angry or not, all right? I'm always a fan of going on a high
note.
You're
a big softy. You're not an angry designer.
Right.
And you're seeing the
it's all an act. It's all an act. Damn it.
No, that's very cool. So you actually do. You pay it forward.
Always.
You say to somebody else.
Oh, dude. So many times to the point.
And that's so helpful to the client too, right?
I would think so, right?
Shit,
and again, I've referred so much work to other agencies locally. Hmm. Yeah. To the point where it's like.
You should be getting a kickback.
At least, you know, buy me a beer when I see you at the next design event and say thanks for that, right? And again, out of anything is just for the fact that I'm thinking and trying to refer somebody forward, right?
Yes.
You paid forward. The universe is funny, right?
It really is.
And
that's
and again,
the karma
you put it
we
out
spoke
there.
About.
Absolutely, man. Karma is huge. Hmm. But like, honestly, like you don't owe anybody too much of a personal explanation. Mm-hmm. Don't make it personal. Like, mm-hmm. definitely don't make it personal. And, you know, don't fill it with flimsy, never be flimsy excuses that kind of sound wishy and washy. Because if you say no and it's wishy and washy, what happens is it opens them to negotiate. And that's, again, they'll try harder. Well, what if I'll pay you extra? What if I give you an extra day?
Yeah.
And they make it, you know, a little more tantalizing, a little more. And I mean, again, go with your gut, go with your designy sense. Dude, that's brilliant. We're using that all over Instagram.
I love that.
Honestly, saying no to the wrong projects and the wrong clients means that you're saying yes to bigger and better things.
Yes.
For your company, for yourself personally. That's the shit you got to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Big time. Big time.
That has to be the motivation for you to learn how to say no. Yeah. Honestly, more than that. It seems crazy that you might be saying no to money that seems like right here, what is it, like the bird in the hand is
worth two in the bush or something.
Something like, what the hell I don't even know what that means. But again, like when you say no, it opens the doors to new clients and new skills that you didn't know had, better opportunities, new opportunities. So it's always good to do that because, yeah, honestly, like saying no is about self-preservation. Like it's about growth. It's about, you know, keeping you in the game longer, right? Keeping you better and thriving, not just surviving. That's a big, big, big thing here.
Thriving, it's not about just surviving.
Thriving, yes. Not surviving.
Absolutely.
This isn't from day to day. Yeah. We're here to build our careers, not just pay our bills from today to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jeez. So change that mindset. Say no quickly. Be professional. Be nice. Mm. And if you can, offer an alternative. Honestly. Wow. You know what, Sean? I did that whole thing when I said no to you today. Wow.
You know, I...
And you fell for it, didn't you?
That's why I feel so good about it. And he said no, but that's okay. I'm all right with that. Oh, he tried his best.
He tried his best. He offered an alternative. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely spot on, man. That is so, you know, as a young designer, I wish I'd known this stuff.
Yeah.
I guess that's experience that comes with that.
Experience comes with that. Young designers get taken advantage of a lot. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing that you can learn easily while growing your skills is the ability to say no.
Yeah.
And it's so important. It's going to be crucial to your whole career.
Absolutely. Testify.
Absolutely. Testify. All right, dude, we're out of whiskey. I think we're done for this, right?
Ah, oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right, everybody. If you like what you heard, please give us some thumbs up. Give us some comments. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Honestly, we're here for you. We love you guys all so much. We appreciate the comments. We appreciate the love and support that you guys give us. Please, you know, forward our Spotify or Apple podcast to your friends and anybody else you think that could, you know, have a good chuckle at us, you know. And if any tips on whiskey or beard trimming, by all means, drop that in the comments as well. But other than that, I think this wraps this up. Yep. Yes, my friend?
Yes, sir. Great job.
Thank you, sir. Great job.
That was awesome.
All right, peoples. Stay creative. Stay angry. Go.